Keeping people healthy depends on a lot more than just what services a hospital can offer. That's how Dr. Sarah Stewart de Ramirez sees it. And as OSF Innovation's Vice President and Chief Medical Officer for Clinical Innovation, it's her job.
We find that it's important in terms of thinking about the introduction of new tools, technologies, and innovations that we bear in mind that we, inside of the four walls of our hospital, do not determine the predominant amount of health outcomes that our patients are experiencing.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates less than half a person's overall health is determined by formalized medical care. Factors making up most health issues are called social determinants of health. They include food insecurity, housing quality, mental health resources, health literacy, and access to transportation. Rural and low-income communities with less access to care also have more of these social challenges to health. 2 years ago, Ramirez and her team spearheaded the start of the Complex Solutions Innovation Team in Peoria, Monmouth, and Pontiac. The group tackles some of these day-to-day struggles to try to improve long-term health. Joe Garrison is the Director of Ambulatory Care for OSF St. Francis Medical Center in Peoria. OSF took an interest in food access issues in Peoria as grocery stores continue to close, particularly in the city's south side. Garrison says about 11% of Illinoisans are considered food insecure. In the 61605 zip code that covers the south side, it was more than 15%.
We exceeded the Illinois rate, and so we really thought, wow, we've got to put our heads together and we can do better than that.
OSF Healthcare formed a community garden committee with the City of Peoria, Peoria Park District, University of Illinois Extension, the Catholic Diocese of Peoria, and other organizations. OSF bought 2.1 acres of vacant lots from the city to start community gardens and hired a gardening coordinator. The focus, though, isn't just about boosting access to fresh foods and vegetables, but tackling the other social determinants of health and well-being. This includes cooking classes, workout routines, and enjoying the therapeutic calming benefits of gardening.
We're really looking at the whole behavior modification and behavior change to really hopefully enhance their knowledge and how that can impact their overall health.
De Ramirez says in rural communities like Pontiac and Monmouth, solutions are different for the challenges posed by social determinants of health. Smaller towns also have smaller networks of social service providers. She says people and healthcare providers need more screening for social health factors and a readily accessible network of data and analytics in order to better deploy solutions going forward. I'm Tim Shelley.